The next patient is Harry Davis. The last name is D-A-V-I-S. The first name is Harry, H-A-R-R-Y. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 49-year-old white male that has been following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B associated to type 2 diabetes mellitus, period. The patient at one time, in the first part of 2022, had a proteinuria that was 3.2 grams per gram of creatinine, which is significant. Changes have occurred. The patient is following the plant-based diet. He has been placed on the administration of Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O. He has lost more than 10 pounds. And he has improved the control of the blood sugar, which is extremely important in this case. In the laboratory workup, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 2. The estimated GFR is 40. The fasting blood sugar is 126. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. Albumin is 4.2. And the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. Most importantly, in the protein creatinine ratio went down to 1 gram per gram of creatinine, which is a result of the administration of Kerendia. It's at 10 milligrams daily. We are going to increase to 20 milligrams daily. The serum potassium is 4.4 milliequivalents per liter, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus, that is under excellent control. The hemoglobin A1C is reported at 6.8. It was in the high fives. The patient says that he has been eating out of the diet. However, he was encouraged to continue with the initial recommendations in order to protect that kidney. When he takes the glipizide at 10 milligrams, he goes into hypoglycemia. For that reason, we are going to cut down to 5 milligrams POBID. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is under control. The HDL is 37 and the LDL is 127. The triglyceride is 199. This hyperlipidemia will get under better control if he continues to lose weight and change the old habits. Following number, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis that has been in remission. Following number, anemia. The patient is taking the no iron, 150 milligrams BID, and the hemoglobin went up to 13.4, which is the first time that he achieves that. Still, the saturation of oxygen. The saturation of iron is less than 20%. He's encouraged to continue taking the new iron in order to build up the iron stores. Following number, hyperuricemia. For reasons that are not clear to me, the uric acid went up is time for us to address this with the administration of Euloric 40 milligrams every day. BPH that is under control at this point. Very complex case. The patient has morbid obesity. He is at the present time 308 pounds. He has lost more than 50 pounds since he has been in the regime, period. The reevaluation will be done in 14 weeks, and we have to state that the patient continues to smoke despite of our recommendation to quit. Period. We invested 10 minutes in the evaluation of the lab, in the face-to-face conversation 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.